DB-505-INFO, how do I ask for a temporary restraining order?
1. Use this form as a checklist.
Look at the numbers at the top of your forms. For a restraining order, you need DV-100, Request for Domestic Violence Restraining Order, CLETS-001, Confidential CLETS Information, DV-109, Notice of Court Hearing, DV-110, Temporary Restraining Order. If you have children with the person you want protection from, you also need DV-105, Request for Child Custody and Visitation Orders, DV-140, Child Custody and Visitation Order. If you want child support or spousal support, you also need FL-150, Income and Expense Declaration, or FL-155, Financial Statement, Simplified. Read which financial form, FL-155 or FL-150, Form DV-570, to know which one is right for you. Ask the clerk if your county has special forms or rules. There are other forms you will need later. Do not fill them out now. DV-120, Response to Request for Domestic Violence Restraining Order. DV-130, Restraining Order After Hearing, Order of Protection. DV-200, Proof of Personal Service.
2. Fill out the forms you need and take them to the court clerk.
The clerk will give your forms to the judge. The judge will look at them and decide whether to make, grant, the temporary orders. Sometimes the judge will want to talk to you. If so, the clerk will tell you.
3. Find out if the judge made the temporary restraining orders.
Ask the clerk when to come back to see if the judge signed the order, Form DV-110. The judge must decide by the next business day. If the judge grants a temporary restraining order, check it carefully to see what the orders are. The judge might not order everything you requested. The court will set a hearing date on Form DV-109, whether or not the judge grants any temporary orders.
4. File the judge's order.
The clerk will keep the original forms for the court and will file stamp up to 3 copies for you. If you need more, you may make them yourself. What to do with your copies? Keep one copy with you always. You may need it to show the police. Keep another copy in a safe place. Give a copy to anyone else protected by the order. Take copies to places where the restrained person is ordered not to go: school, work, childcare, etc. Give a copy to the security officers in your apartment building and workplace. Restraining orders get entered into CLETS, a statewide computer system that lets police know about your order. The court will send the order to law enforcement or CLETS for you. Page 2.
5. Know your hearing date, Form DV-109.
Look at Form DV-109 for the date and time of your hearing. You must go to your hearing to get a permanent order. The order you have now only lasts for about 3 weeks. Any orders made on Form DV-110, Temporary Restraining Order, will end on the hearing date. You have the right to cancel the hearing. Read page 2 of Form DV-109 for information.
6. Serve the restrained person.
Ask someone you know, a process server or law enforcement, to personally give the restrained person a copy of the notice of hearing, the order, and other papers. You cannot serve the papers yourself. They cannot be sent by mail. The server must be 18 years of age or older, not be listed in item 1 or 3 of Form DV-100, Request for Domestic Violence Restraining Order. Law enforcement will serve the orders for free, but you have to ask. A process server is a business you pay to deliver court forms. Look in the yellow pages under Process Serving. If law enforcement or the process server uses a different proof of service form, make sure the form lists all the forms served.
7. File the Proof of Personal Service, Form DV-200.
The proof of personal service shows the judge and police that the restrained person got a copy of the request for orders. Make 3 copies of the completed proof of personal service. Take the original and copies to the court clerk as soon as possible before your hearing. The clerk will keep the original and give you back the copies stamped filed. Bring a copy to your hearing. Keep 1 copy with you and another in a safe place in case you need to show it to the police. Give the other copies out as you did in 4. The court will send your completed proof of personal service to law enforcement or CLETS for you. CLETS is a statewide computer system that lets police know about your order. If the sheriff serves your order, he or she will send the proof of personal service to the court and to CLETS for you. Page 3.
8. If the restrained person wasn't served.
The restrained person must be served before the hearing. If the restrained person wasn't served, fill out Form DV-115, Request to Continue Hearing and Reissue Temporary Restraining Order, and the top of Form DV-116, Notice of New Hearing Date and Order on Reissuance, to ask the judge for a new hearing date. Do this before or at your hearing. If you wait until after the hearing, you have to start from the beginning and complete all of the forms again. If the judge signs Form DV-116, any restraining orders will last until the new hearing date. File the signed order, Form DV-116, with the clerk. The clerk will send it to law enforcement or CLETS for you. Attach Form DV-115 and Form DV-116 to your other court papers and have the restrained person personally served. After serving the orders, the server fills out and signs Form DV-200, Proof of Personal Service, and gives it to you. File the original Form DV-200, Proof of Personal Service, and bring a copy to your hearing. Bring a copy of Form DV-115 and Form DV-116 to your hearing.
9. Need help?
The clerk has information sheets that can help you, or you can get them at www.courts.ca.gov/forms. Can a domestic violence restraining order help me? DV-500 info. What is proof of personal service? DV-200 info. Get ready for the court hearing. DV-520 info. How to enforce your restraining order? DV-530 info. How can I respond to a request for domestic violence restraining order? DV-120 info. How do I ask the court to renew my restraining order? DV-700 info. Which financial form, FL-155 or FL-150? DV-570.
10. Need more help?
Ask the court clerk about free or low-cost legal help. For a referral to a local domestic violence or legal assistance program, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233, TDD, 1-800-787-3224. It's free and private. They can help you in more than 100 languages.